making a difference in our community. This is Susan Mills. Susan, thanks for being a woman of influence.
All right, so you're kind of in the business of the chamber industry and the tourism industry. So what do you think some of the biggest challenges have been for you kind of in that industry?
In this area, I would say the biggest challenge has been to truly promote the area as a cohesive whole. This area, as I think most people who live here understand, is divided up into different municipalities and counties, and that means that money flows along geopolitical lines and doesn't always jive with the initiatives that are bubbling up within the communities. Part of that has been, I would say, that a recent sort of biggest accomplishment would be putting together a visitor guide that is really representational of the whole area. And it has local editorial content by local writers, local photography by local photographers put together to really showcase this area's commercial and natural assets. So it was a challenge because we don't have, I think we don't have really good examples of great visitor guides in Ontario other than the Grey Bruce one. And so, you know, going outside of this market, taking a look at award-winning guides from other areas kind of gave me a sense of where I wanted to go with this guide to really promote the area. And it's sort of more of a magazine style read to it in showcasing the area's assets.
How did you kind of get involved in the industry in the first place?
Quite by accident, actually. I had been coming out to this area as a tourist for 20 plus years, and I simply got tired of living in the big city. I was living in the GTA at the time, and finally made the break in 2008 and came out here and started my own small marketing and website development business. And then I guess I got involved with redoing the website for the chamber because I was a chamber member, and it kind of grew from that. And then when Christine Bregman was leaving this position, she says, you know, you should apply for it because I think you're great for it. And I thought, oh, okay, well, maybe I will. And quite honestly, I didn't have a good sense of what a Chamber of Commerce was until I got into the position. And that really has kind of been an easy transition for me in terms of advocating for our local businesses. And I really see my role here as being one of support for the local businesses, trying to help them be successful, doing the things that we can do as an organization that promotes them to, from a tourism side, it's visitors, but also to local residents. I think probably the biggest thing we did was develop the Lambton Shores map, which we managed to get a grant to do that because they are quite expensive to do that type of project. But to map all of the businesses in Lambton Shores on that map, the first couple of years we were putting that out into the marketplace, I had people coming into the Welcome Center saying, wow, I didn't even know that business existed. And these were people who lived here for years and years and years. So that really, to me, was kind of proof in the pudding that what we were doing was really making a difference to the business community.
Excellent. And I guess lastly, you know, what kind of advice would you offer for anyone starting out, but especially women starting out in the tourism industry?
Well, I don't know that I have advice specific to the tourism industry. I have advice specific for women, and that basically comes down to being your own person and being independent. Knowing you can stand on your own makes you a stronger person and someone that others can turn to in a time of need. And don't wait for others to make your dreams come true. You have to do it for yourself. I'd also, you know, for me, I've been doing marketing communications for 25 plus years. And I'd also say that being a mentor for younger women coming up behind you is really important. Fostering that potential in others is important for all of us. And I think when you have really, that's kind of the sort of baseline networking sense of being a chamber, right? It's entrepreneurs and local business people helping each other be successful.
Listen to all of our Women of Influence at ExeterToday.ca.